want winners.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. On the line is the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to You Better You Bet, the podcast, for more analysis. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcasts. And Nick joins us now in the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Nick, good morning. How are you?
What's going on, guys? How are we doing today?
Doing well.
Yeah, we're having fun.
Absolutely. And ahead of a great sports weekend, absolutely love it. Maybe the Bears can get off the schneid offensively at the Indianapolis Colts.
Well, let's not get carried away. You know, let's see. They are not favored in that game. It's kind of surprising because the Colts are 0-2 playing at home. Nick, explain that one to me and what you expect Sunday in Indy.
Well, I think, you know, Indy is like a 1-point favorite in the game. And Indy, think about the dome they play in, right? A really good home field advantage. This tells you that I think the betting market is valuing on a neutral field that the Bears are actually better than Indianapolis, given that Indy is only a 1-point favorite in this game. Now, coming into the year, I tried to say, and things can change. I think Caleb Williams is going to be awesome. I think this team will be cooking with gas at some point. I don't like this head coach. I don't like Matt Eberflus. I think the offensive coordinator, Shane Waldron, is a total disaster. And Caleb Williams has not looked good through the first two games of the season. Now, if you wanted to have some optimism about the Bears this weekend, you would look at how poorly this Indianapolis Colts defense has played, most notably last week when the Green Bay Packers ran all over them with Malik Willis at quarterback. Now, I know this because I have DeAndre Swift on like 8 fantasy teams. He's been DeAndre slow to start the season. But if there were ever a matchup where DeAndre Swift should get off the schneid, Colts run defense brutal. DeForest Buckner, their best defensive lineman, on IR. He will not play in this game. It should be a nice game running the football for DeAndre Swift. Now, the problem that I have with getting to betting the Bears in this game is the difference on the two sidelines. Like, pick the winner of the game, Matt Eberflus or Shane Steichen. I'll roll the dice with Shane Steichen and the upside of Anthony Richardson here. So I do like the Colts in the game a little bit. I'll also say the total is 43.5. And one thing you can say, even if you don't like Shane Waldron, and I don't, and we know Shane Steichen does this also, both teams play really fast, really up-tempo. Bears run a ton of plays. Colts run a ton of plays. I do think we see the over in this game, currently below one of the key numbers of 44. So I like the over 43.5. Make me pick the winner. I'll take Indianapolis. Sorry, Chicago.
DeAndre Slow, do you hate Swift too?
I'm a Swiftie in some regards, but not in this one. Not in this one here with the Bears running back.
I got to tell you, I think that the Bears need to kind of operate under center. I got a lot of thoughts of how they could improve their running game and improve the protection for the quarterback, etc.
Yeah, get some better offensive linemen would be my suggestion.
Yeah, but I think the time to do that is in the offseason. I'm not sure you can do that now, Nick. Do you know of whether or not they can make multiple trades for good offensive linemen? Are teams trying to get rid of guys?
I would say that if teams have good offensive linemen at this point, I think they'd probably like to hold on to them. And look, I think this is going to be like a season where the Bears finish under 500. I'm not trying to be negative. Again, you have the franchise quarterback. I think they're going to be awesome in the future. But you need, I'm sorry, you got to have a better head coach and we need a better offensive coordinator for Caleb Williams. I don't think it's happening this year. I could be wrong, but I think I'm right.
Oh, Prop King, what sayeth you?
All right, so let's go to I love that. Let's go to tonight. Patriots and the Jets. Thursday night football. It could be a snoozer 20 minutes from where I live in MetLife Stadium. The player that I think is really interesting in this game, at least in the anytime touchdown market, is Patriots tight end Hunter Henry, who is being priced right now. I have BetMGM up. Hunter Henry is plus 450 to score a touchdown in this game. Henry, the 12 targets last week, he is being used a ton in this passing game by offensive coordinator Alex Van Pelt in the New England Patriots. And we think C.J. Mosley, one of the Jets' outstanding linebackers, he's questionable for this game, hasn't practiced this week. If he misses this game, I think the Hunter Henry touchdown price is mispriced here. So how about a prop for tonight? Hunter Henry, anytime touchdown tonight for the New England Patriots.
What is your best bet of the weekend, Nick?
Well, I'll give you one in college, and then I'll give you one in the NFL. In college, you want to get a 7.5 here. It's been 7.5 throughout the week. We're basically hanging out in between 7 and 7.5 in the betting market. Oklahoma is a 7, 7.5 point home underdog against Tennessee. And for people that don't know, Tennessee's quarterback, Nico Iamalava, is going to be the number one pick in the NFL draft. I don't think he's eligible for another 2 seasons, but he's unreal. Like, he is likely to be the number. So just remember that name. Nico from Tennessee is probably going to be the number one pick in the draft in a couple years, putting up video game numbers, one of the Heisman favorites right now. Mm-hmm. I think, though, the betting market has gone a little too far here with Tennessee. Oklahoma, in its first game in the SEC, playing at home here with a good defensive head coach in Brent Venables, getting a touchdown or more. I will take the points coming up with Oklahoma, so give me Oklahoma. And then on Sunday, how about, Bears fans will like this one, how about the Houston Texans basically in a coin flip game on the road in Minnesota against the Vikings? Houston's about a 1.5 point road favorite. When it comes down to it, we can simplify it like I did Steichen or Eberflus, like Stroud or Darnold in a pick 'em game. I'll take C.J. Stroud. Give me the Houston Texans to win on the road in Minnesota.
Great stuff, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
You got it. Wishing you guys and all your listeners, Minimal Sweats Winning Bets, the absolute very best of luck.
That was the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.